B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And again, they're throwing stuff on the ice, mostly rats. The horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins battled back in the third period, took a lead, but the Florida Panthers countered, responded with three unanswered, and we're going to have a Game 7 at TD Garden. Bruins against the Panthers to decide it on Sunday.
Wake up, see the sunshine again. Sunshine. 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 Felt good. Felt good. Come you win, come you lose.
Well, Bruins lose last night. 7, yes. 7-5. I know they were heavy favorites, right, Dan?
Big favorites.
What is the line right now as the...
-250 in Game 7. -250. Shockingly, a total of 6 in that game.
Yeah, I'm surprised that one hasn't moved in the last 10 meetings between the two teams. Actually, now 11 meetings. The total's gone over 9 times.
Yep.
There's something I don't understand about this town right now. What's up with playing at home? Like, I get it. Bruins were on the road last night. Their star player is 2 goalies. They got two goals. They get contributions from all over the place. It looks like they're going to run away with it. They blow it. You could call it a wrangle if you want. I don't know what you want to do on that one. We'll get into that one later. It was a game of emotions last night, but more than anything, how many times did they have a lead yesterday? And you're like, all right, there it is. Now shut them down. And at times, Dan, I do have to blame the goaltender. At times.
At times?
Oh, yeah.
Joe, he is the reason they lost last night. The defense was bad. I'm not here to bail out.
I thought McAvoy blew it on one. And by the way, Bergeron saved the goal, too. He saved the goal.
McAvoy might have been your best defenseman last night.
He let one in, though.
Dmitry Orlov was awful. I'm done hearing about the Orlov is so good. You guys, Orlov, -3. He sucked last night. He's had 1.5 good games here. Took so much crap about the Dmitry Orlov trade. You don't know what you're talking about, Dan. You don't know hockey, Dan. The guy's a third, a guy's a top pair defenseman. He's been crap this series, seriously. 1.5 games. He had a really good game. He was making fantastic deep passes. He's been okay defensively. The turnovers are a killer. -3 last night. Out of position constantly. Between him last night, The Bruins were terrible. How about there? The coach has been horrible.
The coach is
changing lines like he's in a panic constantly. Oh. Constantly. Like, dude, you scored 5 goals last night. Do you need to change the lines every 30 seconds? Like, Taylor Hall barely played last night. Jake DeBrusk barely played last night. Those were 2 of your better players last night. Why are they not seeing ice time? A lot of frustration for me personally. Like, a lot of frustration. Nick Foligno saw almost 10 minutes of ice time. Taylor Hall saw, 12, 24. Nick Foligno saw 10, 11.
DeBrusk saw 12, 44.
Yeah, DeBrusk saw 12, 44. Taylor Hall saw 12, 24. Why are these guys not playing? Why am I seeing freaking Nick Foligno for 10 minutes out there? And I mean, seriously, Connor Clifton, horrible.
Yep, made the adjustment there. So I'm okay with them going with the McAvoy, Lindholm, Orlov, like one of those guys on 3 lines. I'm fine with that. And again, I agree with you. Orlov, who besides some of his assists in the series, he struggled. This is probably why Washington moved on from him.
Yep. I tried to say it. He's not the same guy. There is a reason the line did not move, Joe. There's a reason that he was not nearly considered as valuable as all you guys thought he was.
Why?
He hasn't been good.
Your stance was you didn't love the trade. You thought it was too much. I just didn't like the guys because they were, again, the guys I hated in Washington.
Yeah, I mean, look.
And here they are now. But
the thing is, they help you win. It's like Darrell Revis, right? Did anyone hate Darrell Revis when he was here? I didn't. I didn't hate Revis. I loved having Revis here, and he's the guy you hated. I don't know. I didn't have any problem with that.
So giveaway is like Lindholm had two last night. Orlov had one.
The penalty from Lindholm. What are you doing, man? All the time in the world. Horrible. Look, the whole decor was bad last night. It was.
It's been bad all series long.
I don't want to focus just on Orlov because that's not fair. That's me cherry picking 100%. Connor Clifton was the worst defenseman on the ice last night. If he does not set game seven, Jim Montgomery, I don't know what you're doing.
You might have to go back to Grizzly.
You absolutely have to.
I know they need help defensively. I get it. I get why they do it. I get why he's out there. But Grizzly, even though more of an offensive defenseman, probably should be out there. Now here's what should drive you crazy. Boston's power play scored twice. Tyler Bertuzzi in the first period, and then David Pastrnak with a really nice goal in the second period. Like, right? They actually did well on special teams. We'll get into the hand pass in a little bit because that one needs its own segment. But the more you look at it here, turnovers. And you mentioned Clifton. He gave up one again for a goal here, but the decision to sit Matt Grizzly, we can certainly look back at it. David Krejci, Dan, I'm going to tell you right now, as much as I love him and I think he's been a great Bruin, and maybe I'm nitpicking, but Trent Frederick out of the lineup, I don't like it.
Yeah, Krejci.
I know it's an odd man out thing, but
no shots on goal last night. But he doesn't look right. He doesn't look right. It's called out.
Yeah, and he made the trip. He played last night. We'll get into Allmark versus Swayman. It's a big debate. It's actually all over the place.
Here's the thing. It shouldn't even be a debate. I'm going to bring some stats to you guys' attention this morning. The whole a goalie is cold, bringing a cold goalie in a series, that is just a piece of crap that hockey fans decided to create out of nowhere. If you look at the statistics, guys who don't play for 3 weeks do extremely well in games they're brought in. The whole cold goalie thing, not true. Complete fallacy. Statistically, if you look at it, they win more than they lose when they're brought in. It's just not true. I'm sorry. The whole cold goalie thing is a bunch of BS that people and coaches use to ride their goalie. That's what the cold goalie thing is. If they don't play Jeremy Swayman in game seven, Jim Montgomery, sorry, I'm out on you. I'm okay with the Bruins moving on from him. I know they won't because he just had the best regular season of all time. But if they don't play Jeremy Swayman in game seven, I would be more than okay moving on from this guy. He has done Jim Montgomery has been an awful coach this series. He's got outcoached in every facet of the game. He has. After game four, the guy has been pantsed by his counterpart. That's the reality. Paul Maurice has pushed every button. It's been right. He's known exactly how to do it. The Panthers have been playing with no pressure, and the Bruins, when they have a chance to win, have crapped down the side of their leg. They have been scared. They have played tentatively, and he's continued to roll with a goalie who clearly is not healthy and clearly does not have it. And his postgame last night, seeing I liked his eyes, well, Jim, then we're watching two very different games. Because Olmark looked like he was completely lost last night.
I thought the dump button I almost just pushed there.
No,
you're right. Ryan was all right. So Olmark's here. He doesn't look right. I think he stole you a game or won you a game. If you're looking back at the series, Dan. If we're looking back at the series.
Yeah, what game did he steal you?
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and defend Allmark by any means. I'm not. if I could give you a game, maybe it was game three on the road. Maybe.
I mean, look.
I'm not defending him.
Some you win, some you lose.
So that's the whole the mindset of goalies. Remember, they're weird. That's what Jim Montgomery said. I'm sure, Dan, there'll be hockey experts who will say Connor Clifton was on the ice for three goals against yesterday.
You know, also on the ice for three goals yesterday. Actually, that's not true. You know, it was on the ice for six goals yesterday.
Well, Forbort was two. I know Clifton was three.
Brad Marchand and Tyler Bertuzzi were both on the ice for six goals yesterday.
Wow.
Bertuzzi.
And Marchand had a offensively, a decent day.
Yeah. Or sorry, I apologize. I apologize. I don't know that for to be a fact. Because Bertuzzi was a minus three and Marchand was a minus two. So that's actually not true because they scored two power play goals last night. So I apologize for that.
So here they are, game seven now.
5-on-5. That 5-on-5, though, that top line, those top talents have been to pants.
Yep. Clifton, 3. Forbort, 2. We'll look up Marchand. I want to be accurate about
Marchand
that.
Marchand was minus 2, so he had to be on the ice for at least. He had 4 assists last night. They only scored twice on the power play, right? So he had to be on the ice for at least 4 goals. Okay. Tyler Bertuzzi, I assume, was on the ice for both of the power play goals, so he was on the ice for at least 4 goals. He got the assist to Pastrnak on the ridiculous play, and then he had the pass right across the crease there on the second goal. So he was he was on the ice for at least 4 goals last night. Their top guys aren't getting it done either, and that's the other scary part. Is their top guys aren't getting it done.
Yeah, and that's one of the disappointing things about last night was David Pastrnak performed offensively. He gave you 2 goals, big goals. One of them was pretty. So here you are. That's what I thought. I thought once he scored, Dan, here you go. The guy who's trying to get right, who has struggled on both sides, offense and defense, he struggled. He got it going, 2 goals. When Bertuzzi scored, I was, all right, here we go. There are uncharacteristic things happening to this team. The fact you give up 4 goals in the third period for the second time in this round, that's unheard of. For a team this year that's identity was closing teams out in the third period, they got pants late. And right now, I think everybody is questioning Linus Allmark and if he should play in Game 7.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, this should not be a question. This is an easy decision. The guy is either hurt or he isn't in it mentally.
See the sunshine?
Yeah. Sunshine, my keister. It's time to take him out. I know it's tough to go to a kid in a Game 7 situation. You have if you are Jim Montgomery, you have coached this team so poorly in the playoffs. You have put your team in a terrible position. You either have to bring in a goalie who hasn't played in 3 weeks. Yes, the statistics say that despite the cold goalie thing, it's still a bad spot to be in, right? Like, I don't care what the stats say. It's still a bad spot to be in. And I do think that they should absolutely go to Swayman. I don't even think it's a question. But you put your team in a bad spot because you didn't pull Linus Allmark last night. You could have done a game 5. You could have done it last night after the 3rd goal. I mean, you've now had multiple chances to pull this guy, and you didn't pull him. I was screaming into the oblivion on Twitter last night, pull the damn goalie.
Well, I was wondering what was going on there. Like, at some point, he gives up 4 goals and back-to-back, and all 3 losses. It's just at some point, like, if he's not right, just put Swayman in just to – and it kind of sucks because the only action he has is mop-up duty, or when Allmark had to leave the game, or they took him out of the game after the misconduct on the other side there. But there it is, Game 7. And, Dan, the line again for Game 7 is Bruins minus 250?
Minus 250. Yep, that's the line right now.
Who would bet that? Who would bet
absolutely
that?
Absolutely not.
Who would bet that?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. There might be people who are confident they'll take care of Game 7. As a value better, where is it?
There's absolutely no way. This should be minus 180 right now, honestly. And I know they're home ice, And I know that they've been better there.
I get it. I know.
Look, I'm not laying that number with this team right now, especially in a game where the last two games they have crapped themselves when it has mattered. So, look, if I'm looking to bet the Bruins and you think the Bruins are going to win the game tomorrow, fine. I understand. I'd look at first period, honestly. I mean, if they don't come out flying in the first period, we're in trouble. Like, seriously, we're in trouble, guys. Like, that, they need to be absolutely killing it and putting pressure on the Panthers. And by the way, you know, the hand pass rule.
Yeah, let's get into that. Your reaction to the Bruins loss last night, 617-779-0985. Who goes in game seven? And just look at the betting line. The -250. I want the Bruins to win for our success, and I don't want to see a great season end like this.
How are you betting it? That's my question.
I don't know.
How are you betting? So I'm going to give you my answer.
I'm going to give you my answer coming up next
because I think there is a distinct way to bet this now, depending on who is in goal. This is how you bet it, depending on who's in goal. I'm telling you right now to do it.
All right, let's save that again if you want to get in on the game last night. Also, the NFL draft still underway. There was an interesting night the other night, and also we got the 76ers Celtics starting tomorrow. And a week from today, Dan, the Kentucky Derby. I'll give you a look ahead on that one. But that's it. Easy. Simple. And if there's any any baseball stuff.
Celtics start Monday, by the way, not tomorrow.
But, I don't know why I was thinking Sunday. Okay. Oh, tomorrow's the Bees. Monday is.
Yeah, tomorrow, Game 7, Warriors-Kings.
You get that, too.
Yeah, probably 3:30 start.
And that game will be on the road for Golden State, right?
Yep. In Sacramento. Terrible, terrible start. 3:30?
I know. What time is the Bruins tomorrow?
I think they're 6:30 tomorrow. Which I also hate. Yeah, Bruins, 6:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, 6 o'clock pregame here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I hate that. I hate that time, man. It's a weird time.
Ew.
7 o'clock game is fine. 7 is fine. It's a work night, like every other night. You put start the game at 7. 7.
Colorado also tied 3-3 with Seattle.
Yes.
Go figure. They're -220 at home.
Another team that defensively, I mean, but again, last night, you know, they were down 1-0. They came back. Colorado came back. They played well. I watched that game afterwards because I was furious. I'm fuming. Colorado is a significantly better team than the Bruins are right now. Significantly better. Significantly. It's not. You put those two teams on the ice right now, the Bruins lose 2 or 3 goals easily. Significantly better. You should be concerned, Bruins fans. This team right now can't defend anything. Anything. It's bad.
All right. We'll start it off there. Lead it off. 617-779-0985. We'll take a quick break. Your calls and more on the Bees and... Was there a wrangle last night? We'll talk about that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5, The Sports Hub. All right, Dan, you got everyone all fired up today.
Take the calls.
Let's do it. We'll open up the phone, 617-779-0985. Just to recap, the Bruins are -250 in Game 7. That means that Vegas ultimately has, I don't want to say they think the Bruins are going to win. I don't want to say
that's
that.
That's not what it means.
I don't want to say that, but they're heavily favored with more pressure than anyone you could think of.
-250 means a 71.4% probability. Just FYI.
Do you feel that?
No.
How about 50? Do you feel 50?
50-50.
Even though it is 50-50.
50-50. That's kind of how I feel. I would not lay, and again, I'll tell you how I would bet it, but let's get to the calls first.
All right. So let's lead it off here. Let's start with Brian. He's in Acushnet. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Joe? What's up, Jen? How you guys doing?
How you doing, boy?
I don't know what was worse, trying to watch a Bruins clear the zone last night or watch Jose Abreu try to take home plate.
Yeah, that was brutal. Cost me a lot of money last night. Abreu got caught in a fielder's choice, and then he looked his age last night trying to get home. Just brutal. And,
yeah.
Blew the F5 over. But yeah, what were your thoughts about the Bruins?
I just wanted to talk about the over for Game 7. I see in different books it's set at 6, it's set at 6.5, and I just wanted to ask because I've noticed this throughout the series, and I guess I've noticed it in baseball as well, where some books will have, you know, let's just keep it to the Bruins. Like, some books have over 6.5 at, like, +102, +103.
Yep.
Some books have over 6 at -120. Now, in your opinion, what makes the most sense to bet there, the 6 laying the 120 or the 6.5 at plus money?
So to me, again, it's a game by game basis. Okay, it's always going to be about how you value that half a goal and how much value and how much stock you put into that. Again, usually you have a certain value about how much a goal or half a goal is worth to you, and so you kind of stick with those things. In this series, to me, because of the way that it's being played, to be honest with you, I'm perfectly fine laying the 6 at -120, and I'm going to continue to do that probably. Again, I'll talk about it coming up, but again, in this series, the way that it's being played, I don't mind laying the 6. I do think that the 6 has been somewhat important at times in the series.
Okay, perfect. All right, thanks, guys.
No problem.
All right, man, appreciate the call. As far as the total goes, 6, 6.5, I mean, again, this series, how many games have been under 1?
I think 2.
Or 2. Okay.
I think 2. I think 2. I think 2 games went under.
So 4 and 2 so far to the over.
Yep.
Obviously, who's in net, Dan? So I guess we should go to that. Right now, -250. Is that assuming Linus Allmark is in net?
I'm assuming it's going to be Linus Allmark. And I'll tell you right now, if it's Linus Allmark, I'm hitting the over again. Guy can't stop the puck. Guy's not seeing it right. Look, I know Bobrovsky has made some big saves for them, but I don't feel neither Bobrovsky or Lyon have been very good in this series. It's not like either of them have been outstanding. You know, Lyon had a really good game 1, I thought, just let in some softies at some points, but really made some fantastic saves. Outside of that, I didn't feel the goaltending has been particularly fantastic on either side. Linus Allmark did have a good game or two. I don't want to completely discredit him, but he's not playing well right now. That's the reality. And so I'm not interested in, you know, backing this guy. So look, I had the Bruins -1.5 games. That bet is obviously done. Thanks to their fantastic play last night. I have the Bruins game 1 in series price as well. And I'll tell you right now, if Linus Allmark is in the game, I'm not betting Florida to win, but I'm also not going down with the ship and losing 5 units on this team. So I'll be buying, you know, I'm assuming this Panthers price is probably going to stay around that 200 area. I'll probably be buying some Panthers in that game.
If the Bruins lose this series because of Sergei Bobrovsky, they deserve all the criticism in the world.
Again, I said it on air. I would fire Jim Montgomery. I know they won't. I know they had an amazing regular season. But if you lose, I'm going to tell you right now, I said before the playoffs started, this is the worst playoff team we've had in years to make the playoffs. That's the reality. The Florida Panthers defensively are one of the worst teams ever to make the playoffs, and the Bruins cannot beat them. I'd fire the coach.
Well,
sorry.
Let's talk about Montgomery for a second here.
He's been awful. He's been
so
awful.
I said that he was out coach. I took the L, Dan, but I'm taking it back. I thought after 2 games he was getting out coached.
I agreed. I thought that was a little strong because of the way that the lines were. Right.
And plus all the games were at home. they made their defensive adjustment on the road, and since then they haven't gone back from the Lindholm, Orlov, McAvoy pairing.
Right.
So is the, if has that worked?
No.
And really, if you want to question it, it's the whole Grizzlick thing. What did I last year? Grizzlick was undersized and was out, you know, out physical all the time. This year, you could look at it and say it's questionable. He's off the ice.
I mean, last night certainly was. I don't think there's much question. There are many questions about that. And Connor Clifton was the worst player on the ice last night.
So that's one thing. The goaltender, he could have went to Swayman in any of these games. Any of them. And he could have gone back to Omark after if they won. Yep. I know he could have.
Yep. 5-6-7 and you know, if you're gonna lose if you lose the goalie early, right? If you take him out after one bad game, you know, early in the series, I can understand losing the goalie. Well, you're 5-6-7 games into this thing, like, and Omark's still not playing well. You're not going to lose the goalie. He's just not playing well. And any professional player is going to have to understand if he can't, that he's not a player that you're going to win a cup with. It's just not going to happen. So, yeah, I'm stunned that Montgomery has not made the switch continuously. I think it's embarrassing. I think he's been outcoached. I think it's the wrong decision. Yeah, that's fine. Laugh it up, baby. You're in game seven against a bad team. You're in game seven against a bad team. That's the reality.
Think about this team. Just think about this. Break the regular season record, Vezina Trophy winner. And right now in a game seven at home, there's a goaltending question of who should be in net.
Yeah, and it's not even a question. It's an easy decision. If you're being logical about it, it's an easy decision. You go with Swayman, and you don't think twice.
I don't know what – I think he's screwed either way.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I think either way – if he sticks with them and they win, he get, you know, oh, look at the stones on, you know, he'll be applauded for it.
I'm going to tell you, I think the Bruins are playing a little bit scared right now because I think they know that their goalie is not in it. I do. And now hockey people are going to push back. You don't know the sport.
They did this with Tuukka too. You know that? The players wanted Tuukka at the time. He wasn't right. And it worked. They went to Swayman in the end. They did this before. The players have... I'm wondering if it's the players in the locker room who want Omark in net.
I don't know what it is, but honestly, if you're the coach, tell the players to go after themselves. Like, if that's what it is, have the cojones to tell the players, you guys are not the coach. We're in game seven because of you guys. You don't get to make the call. That's what I would do. I mean, this is not tough stuff. This is not, you know, this is not about being an unbelievable a coach. Like, this is not complicated. Anyone can make this call. I'm not special for saying start Swayman. It doesn't take a lot of thought here. You start Swayman. The guy is done. That's the worst goalie performance I've seen in a very long time. If that was Tuukka Rask, we'd be running him out of town.
Oh, my God.
The fact is that Linus Omark, I'll be honest with you, that performance last night was worse than almost any Rask performance in the playoffs I can even think of.
Well, you just can't blow. You can't blow two leads in the third period and be like, oh, yeah, a ton of faith in this guy going in the game.
And again, the defense was not good. I'm not trying to tell you that it's all his fault. It's not. But the reality of the situation is, if you're a Vezina-winning goalkeeper, if you're a cup-winning goalkeeper, you got to make some big stops in a timely span. And I'll be honest with you, there were very few times. Omark made maybe one big stop last night, maybe two, but there were no stops. I was like, wow, that's a huge stop. Man, he saved you. And to allow a goal right after you get a goal taken off the board, again, just a killer, a backbreaker, a momentum game changer. I got to be honest with you, man. I don't know what the Bruins are doing right now. I think the coach is a mess. I think the coach is a disaster. The goalie's a disaster. The defense is a disaster. You need to make a change. Make the effing change. I know it's game
instead
seven.
Instead of the lines, maybe look at the goalie. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And if they do it and Swayman plays bad, he's in a lose-lose.
It's a lose-lose situation. You're already in a lose-lose. If Swayman's in... I'm going to ride the Bruins. I seriously think the Bruins will feel better in a situation backing Jeremy Swayman. I think
they can win with Swayman anyways. Why can't they win with Swayman?
They've been
very good. If they went to Swayman, everyone will be. I'm confident in it.
I am too. I am too. I think the players on the ice would actually be more confident, even if they're telling you publicly they're not. I think they tell you they're more confident. This Omar's not seeing the puck right now. He's right fighting now, he's everything. Not
right. When the guys are out there, they hurt the team, and maybe that's what's going on right now.
Just, it's time to get him off the ice.
All right, 617-779-0985. We'll kind of recap this on the top of the hour. I know people are just waking up here. Mike's in Haverhill. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I've been saying this since game three that Linus Ullmark has not looked like the Linus Ullmark in the regular season. I've been saying you need to pull him, put Swayman in. If you win, awesome. You can go back to Ullmark, give him some rest, let him deal with whatever injury he's got, if he has one, and regroup. You got a whole nother series if you get this. So I've been saying put Swayman in and get to the next series. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I think game three is a little early. I think game three is a little early, but I think that you had the chance to make that switch in games five, six, and seven. And in games five and six, and you have another chance here to make it in seven. And I'll be honest with you, I have no faith in Jim Montgomery to make the right decision. None. I don't. I don't believe in him. I know people are going to talk about how great he was during the regular season and pushing all the right buttons, and you're not wrong about that, but I have no faith in him to make the right decision here. I think he's going to go back to Ullmark, and I think that he'll probably pull Ullmark and, you know, in middle of the game, and by then it's too late. I think they'll probably be down a goal or two, and I think that's the game. That's the series for you, and I will blame it purely on Montgomery, Ullmark, and the defense. I think it's just been embarrassing. It has.
Yeah, last night, to make this a seven-game series against this team, I think it is a bit embarrassing. Let's talk to Howard. He's in Randolph. He wants to talk about the NFL draft. What's going on, Howard?
Yeah, I want to change the subject if it's all right.
Sure.
I'm not a sports bettor. My gambling is basically poker and lottery. But they have all the props out of the draft. I assume they have things of which guy is going to go at which pick, which team's going to pick them.
Yep.
Now, with all those props out there, what's to stop an organization member from, if they know what they're going to do, betting on that prop and making money? Is there a safeguard against that? Or?
Nope. I mean, the safeguard is you're not allowed to gamble in NFL facilities. So if you know the pick and you're in the NFL facility, you physically cannot place the bet. That's exactly what happened with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, Jameson Williams, yep. They found his
Location. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're a player or an employee, you're not allowed to bet on any NFL locations. But there is nothing to stop someone from knowing the Texans are picking C.J. Stroud, going home or going out to eat, placing the bet, and coming back. There is no legality issues, and that's why information is key with everything here. So, no, there's nothing wrong with that.
Did you notice this? I want to give Mike Mitnansky credit about this one. He tweeted about it. When the draft happened, most books would not let you do a real-time bet. So you basically, there had to be two picks out. So, for example, if you wanted to bet the Patriots at 14, you would have had to make the selection before the 12th pick.
Yes, that's correct. Yep. I mean,
is that normal?
So a couple of years ago was not normal, but because of the fact that then, and again, you weren't seeing a ton of people tipping picks, but I'll tell you this, I had someone who was sending me all the picks ahead of time. So I knew way before, you know, when the
NBA draft, I remember back in the day.
Yep. The minute the pick was in, I know exactly what was being taken. So the way that the books have done it is they've designed a system where we're two picks ahead, you have to bet it, and you're basically having
to project it. And that's worldwide. That's not just here in Massachusetts. That's everywhere.
That's everywhere.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's a national thing.
I tried to dabble a little bit.
I did. I hit the Lions 40-1 to take a running back. I had some information that they were going Jahmyr Gibbs. So hit them for I didn't bet it big, but I hit FanDuel.
I thought that was a wild pick. Well, you know what's so funny?
They almost took him at six.
The over-under is 1.5 running backs first round.
No, and it was like plus 250 for a very long time. And then there was some information that leaked that Gibbs was going to be taken in the first round. It got moved to like minus 250. I had some plus money on it early on. Nothing big. It was not a big bet for me. The fact that they were going to take Gibbs at six and be confident there once Witherspoon was going to be their pick at six. He went off the board at five. And the fact that they were confident taking Gibbs at six, I mean, you got to be concerned about the Lions organization right now.
And they're letting Dan Campbell make the calls.
They were going to take him over Bijan Robinson. That's terrifying.
Yeah, Bijan was like a top 10 player in all of college football.
Again, I'll just
say
this.
No, it's funny.
If I'm an NFL team, I wouldn't even think about taking a running back until the second round. Wouldn't even consider.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and just look at the Chiefs. Isaiah Pacheco, you know, he's a seventh-round pick.
Isaiah Pacheco, Alvin Kamara. Almost every great running back has been not a first-round pick.
Are you against Falcons taking Bijan?
I think it's a dumb pick. It's a dumb pick by a dumb team.
I think it was dumb because they ran the ball so well a year ago. But it does help Desmond Ridder if that's where they're going.
They don't have a quarterback.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They have two running backs to lean on, Algier, Patterson.
Desmond Ridder sucks. We saw him enough last year. The guy is terrible. He sucks. I'm sorry. The Falcons are making I don't trust the Falcons drafting process. You know, the Drake London pick last year was a little bit surprising to me. I didn't love the pick. It looks like London might actually be a player, but I mean, how do you guys feel about Kyle Pitts? You think he's a good player? No. Kyle Pitts has been an extreme disappointment so far, in my opinion. Yeah, he has moments of brilliance, but in general, I don't feel as great. They haven't done a great job developing the defense there. I feel they've been very poor defensively. The quarterback position has obviously been a mess. I don't know. I don't feel great about that team and their drafting abilities. So drafting a running back at 8 when you have a billion different needs and – you know, the talent on the board is this draft board was by no means a deep draft or a good draft. There are more teams looking to move back than move up, especially in the first round. You know, the value probably lies in the second and third round. That's why you saw so many trade ups yesterday. But the reality of the situation is that the Falcons taking Bijan Robinson, I thought was a bit embarrassing. And that was rumored for weeks. Like this was not something that came out of nowhere. The Bijan to Atlanta rumors were rumored for weeks.
All right, we'll take a break. I see you guys lined up on the phone lines. Loaded phone lines, want to talk bees. We'll get to you guys. We'll take a quick break. We'll get into the draft, too. And Bill Belichick made a comment. We'll just react to some of the picks, too. He made a comment yesterday that's worth discussing here. And we're here until 9 o'clock. Bruins playing Game 7 tomorrow. Right here on 98.5 The Sports. We'll take a break and talk to you now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, the Bankroll Boys, the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. The hockey show is coming up next. They'll have it all. We're trying to give you a betting perspective of the of the game, and I know some people want to get in on this, so let's do it. We got Liam in North Andover. What's up, Liam?
Hey, guys. Quick question, I think. The Swayman thing, people really haven't talked about how sometimes when you go, or a lot of times when you go to your backup or whoever's not starting, that kind of jolts the team, right? They think, okay, this is on us. We've been playing terrible in front of them. Let's go out there and get this win. You know, I think that hasn't been talked about. You need to jolt the team a little bit with changing it up. Also, my question on Marshawn points. He had one per game the first four, and then the past two, you know, he had 2 points. The last night he had 4. I think it's been hovering around 1, 1.5. He just seems like a Game 7 gamer, always has been. What do you think about, over Marshawn?
Only thing that stands out to me is him on against the Blues.
Yeah, Marshawn has struggled badly in Game 7s, actually. Not true.
The only one that stands out to me is that one.
Not a Game 7 gamer. He has not played. Yeah, Bergeron has fared very well in Game 7s. Brad Marchand has not. So, but just be careful about that. But again, it's different right now. Again, I'll be honest with you. The Florida Panthers are a horrible defensive team. You see that on the power play. They can't defend the power play. They're bad against the power play. And, you know, just in general, 5-on-5, you should be scoring more than they should in 5-on-5 hockey.
Despite the turnovers, if their goalie just makes stops, the series has already been over. The Bruins can keep up with them if they want on a back-and-forth. The Bruins can play and win any way they want. I'm not putting all the blame on Allmark.
No, definitely not.
But I think that the goalie that he's going to be awarded this year, he should have made a few more stops.
I mean, Allmark is a big reason that you are what you are. And I think that the problem is that Allmark is hurt, and I think the coach doesn't have the cojones to make the move. And so the reality to me, the most of the blame goes on the coach. And I'm going to say it right now. If you lose game seven, you fire the coach. I know everyone's going to say that's crazy. I would fire the coach. I'm sorry. I don't care about regular season games. I don't care about a record. You fire the coach. The guy doesn't have it. And by the way, doesn't have the ability to tell players not to play at certain times. Now, Bergeron, I get, okay? The Bergeron off-ice stuff, I was not aware of that. I will take the L on that 100%. But why is anyone else in that game? Why is anyone else not named Patrice Bergeron in that game? I'm sorry. The coach doesn't know how to say no. That's the reality
of the situation. So how about this? To your point on that, he's a player's coach. He's going to go back to Allmark in game seven.
I agree.
Well, don't you think?
I agree.
I mean, I think most people are I don't want to say giving Allmark a pass.
Some you win, some you lose.
But I think some people understand that he's not right. He's not right now. Whether it's an injury, whether he's battling through something, whether he's declining from a long season in a platoon that's going to get brought up. And Fluto Shinzawa has been all over this. I feel like after every game, he retweets some story about the platoon worked this year. It worked. So if he's not right and the platoon has worked, why not Swayman in game seven?
It should be Jeremy Swayman. It should be Jeremy Swayman. Honestly, if Jeremy Swayman wins game seven, I wouldn't even think about putting Omar back in the lineup until Swayman has a bad game. I think the Bruins win. I'm telling you right now, if the Bruins win, if Jeremy Swayman starts in goal, I will not bet a single thing on the Bruins game. I will ride my Bruins series price that I have game one.
What was the series price? What was the series price?
It was game one in series price is -145.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I will ride that. If Linus Olmark is the goalie, I am betting the Florida Panthers, and I'm betting the over. And it's not because I think the Panthers are going to win. It's because I'm not losing five units on this freaking team that does not know how to find.
Units.
Units. Does not know how to do it. So I will be betting the Panthers, getting my two units back that I bet, whatever. I'll probably bet one and a half. And, that will be the reality of the situation.
Steven Bridgewater.
Good morning, man.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I firmly believe Swayman will be in game seven.
I do not.
Omak is hurt.
What are they saying at the local watering hole?
The local watering hole got smoked last night, but that's another story. But I really believe Swayman starts game seven. It tightens up, and we're looking at like a 4-1 Bruins win. Well,
that
game
would be
seven.
That under.
That's fun. That it is correct. Yeah. The game is going to tighten up immensely.
It's not. Steve, you could not be more incorrect about that. If Omar plays, the game ain't tightening up. Because I'm telling you right now, Florida is going to pepper him. They know now. They know. This guy can't stop the puck. He's fighting it. If Florida has a shot, they're going to shoot the effing puck. So if Omar starts, this game's flying over again. It is.
They're not going to play defense. They haven't played defense at all.
The game's flying over. If it's Swayman, I think they'll be better. I know that sounds crazy. I think this team will be better defensively. I think they'll be better in general in front of Jeremy Swayman. I do. I think Jeremy Swayman, I don't even think this is a question now. I would roll Jeremy Swayman game seven. If they don't, I'll be betting against the Bruins. I'm sorry. And again, the largest share, the blame pie, is on the coach. The coach has been awful the past few games. Have the ability to tell your players no. Have the ability to think for yourself. Have the ability to make the switch.
I think that's what this comes down to. He's a player's coach. He's had a great year. Is he going to tell this guy to sit in a game seven? I'm going to say no.
No. I don't think he will.
But what's best for the team at this point, and is Swayman what's best for the team in game seven?
He said good things about Swayman after the game last night. He said good things about Ullmark after the game last night. I cannot imagine he's going to Swayman.
I think they could win the Stanley Cup with Swayman. I've said this. I'm consistent on this one. I know that most goalies ride it out through the playoffs. He wasn't tested like this during the regular season.
How many teams have gone to backup goalies in situations like this? Matt Murray, Jordan Binnington.
Right, Binnington, yeah.
And they've won. Why are we scared of going to a kid who has been very good this year? No, he's not Vezina level.
Who's been passed over multiple times, by the way. Tuukka Rask, now Ullmark.
Yeah. Like, Jeremy Swayman should be a starting goalie in the NHL. He's a very good goalie. Okay, he's not elite. No, I'm not saying that. But he can get it done. They're going to be better in front of him. That's the reality of the situation.
All right. Well, I know we're up against it. A lot of people want to get on this, on what's going on. Let's just take one more call. Zach's in Maine. Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, just real quick. It's a betting show. So how much did that pick at 17 move the number for the win-loss record for the Pats? Because I feel like it didn't at all.
Not at all. Rookies do not have any impact.
Three defensive players, by the way, Zach, too.
Listen, toxic positivity is running rampant across the country with, like, oh, my God, the Pats pick is amazing at 17. And it just drives me wild. Like, after game six last night, I just want to be miserable. And I've got, like, this guy on CBS radio just like, oh, my God, another corner by Bill. What a great pick. He's like, he could draft any corner. And I'm like, shut the hell up. Like, let's just talk about getting Swayman in game seven. Let's talk about just turning this around, giving Ullmark no shot until game four of the next series, if they can get there. But I actually think it's like a 45% chance that they win game seven. And I don't know what that guy drank last night, because 4-1 is never going to happen.
Yeah. 4-1 with Ullmark. And by the way, I'm not here to call out Steve, but Steve told me this was an easy series and the Bruins are going to roll. Yeah, well, Steve, sorry. I love you, buddy. Mean it. But, like, if you think this game is going to tighten up in game seven with that guy in net, no effing way. No way. They're going to throw shots on goal the entire game. And I'll be honest with you, there's a bunch of them that are going to get in. Linus Ullmark is not right and not ready to play.
They'll leave Bobrovsky hanging out the dry. That team is, right now, they're playing with house money. They smell blood.
No pressure. They have no pressure.
They're going to play offensive mind, and that's when they play their best.
Yep.
And I should remind everybody, this is one of the best teams in hockey since the trade deadline this year. They decided not to sell off pieces. They kept everyone in line. They went on this big run. I mean, they literally held off the likes of Pittsburgh and other teams in order to get into the playoffs. And, yes, they're not a great team. They're not.
They're terrible. They're one of the worst defensive teams to ever make the postseason. They are not a good team. They should not be here.
All right, we got hour number two. Let's we'll take your calls. Continue to take your calls on the Bees, and if we got some thoughts on the draft, and then the 76ers Celtics series. Can't forget about that in the Derby. Yep. Burr, 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 burr. We'll save that for the end of the show here. A look ahead to next week. And this hour of the sports has been brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through service. Visit NewEnglandOilChange.com for 20% off your next service. Hour two coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
He could draft any corner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.